views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome everybody. Here with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers. And unfortunately, Sky Siegel, my partner in crime, is out with pneumonia. She has double pneumonia. So for all you earth angels out there who do Reiki and healing and just sending your prayers and your love to Sky Siegel, that would be appreciated, helping her to get better, quicker. She's been sick now for the last 3 weeks. And she just can't shake it. So this week, doing it solo. Now, if anybody wants to get read by myself, feel free to give me a call at 800-930-2819. And if anyone has like an incredible spiritual experience that they wish to share with everybody who's listening, that would be awesome too. You know, any wild experiences. I'm going to tell you a wild experience that I just had. I did a live show in Pennsylvania for about 30 people. And when I was out there in the audience, you know, I gave like a speech on life itself, spirituality, and then that I went up to each individual, and everyone got either like a psychic reading or a mediumship reading, you know, connecting to their loved ones who passed away, one or the other. And so there was 29 women and one guy. And he was like a brawny fella. You know, he was a taller dude. He was a brawny fella. And I went up to him, and he showed me a picture of his friend. And so when I'm looking at his friend, I smacked the guy across the head, and I hit him across the face a little bit. I said, "Your friend told me to do that." And he started to laugh. He goes, "Yeah, that's Carl." I go, "That's him, all right." And so then I kicked him a little bit, not that hard. I just kicked him a little bit. And I heard a voice in my head say, "You could kick him a lot harder." So I told the guy, I said, "Your friend wants me to kick you a lot harder." He goes, "Well, that's him." He goes, "That was the type of guy he was. He had that kind of personality." So it was pretty funny. And so, you know, I read for everybody, and, you know, everyone got detailed, specific messages. And, you know, people were laughing and people were crying, and it was, the energy was phenomenal. You know, so if anybody wants to do a live show with myself and or with Sky, feel free to give us a call. You know, call me at 877-ANGEL-02. We, you know, we'll do events. You know, I do private parties. I do private sessions over the phone or in person. You know, and so does Sky. So my number is 877-ANGEL-02, and Sky's number is 908-500-1474. So getting back to the party. So when the party was all over, all right, it went for about 2.5 hours. And when the party was all over, the fella came up to me, and he goes, "I need to show you something." So he opens up his notebook. He said, "I want you to know," he goes, "this is what I wrote this morning to my friend Carl. I said to him in the notebook," he showed it to me. He said, "Carl, if you're going to be here, if you're here with me, for me to know that," he goes, "I want you to hit me across the head or hit me across the face." And I hit the guy across the head, and I hit the guy across the face. And he was the only person who I did that to. I didn't do that to anybody else but just this one fella. He goes, so he said to me, he goes, "I just want you to know," he goes, "I was a little skeptical coming in," he says, "but if you were the real deal, you were going to hit me, and you hit me." He goes, "That was really cool." So it's really interesting because, you know, you do things that, you know, I do things, I don't even realize what I'm doing, what I'm saying. And It is just so much fun. It is so much fun to do with what I do. I can't begin to tell you. And, you know, it takes a dedication, you know, to do what I do. And, you know, for anybody who says, oh, wow, I wish I could do that. I wish I could be a psychic. I wish I could be a medium. And guess what? You really can. And it just takes some training on your part and dedication. And, you know, and I went to the Edgar Cayce Foundation to develop my abilities to be that much stronger. And then I met up with other people who were a lot more talented than I was. And I learned from the best, and I got to be where I'm at right now. And I wasn't the type of reader where, you know, I was just born with it, you know, and all of a sudden I started seeing dead people walk in front of me and stuff. I never experienced that younger, you know. I mean, later on in life, I was seeing shadows, and I would see, you know, people who I thought were people, and they ended up vanishing and turned out to be angels. I've experienced that. What I experience all the time right now is I see purple light at nighttime. While I'm driving at night, I'll see beams of purple light, and that's my angels letting me know that they're around me. There are times when I'm with my girlfriend, and while I'm with her, while I'm just looking at her, all of a sudden I'll see purple appear on her body, like specks of purple in the moment. And now I have this very strong spirit that is living in my place, in my living room. He turns on and off the light. I have two lights of a ceiling fan, and only one light goes on and off randomly. Not the other one, but only one light does that. And it will do it at certain times of the day or when certain things are happening. And it will just turn off. It will stay off for a few seconds, and then it comes back on. And, you know, it's really cool, and I know that they're there, and they do it very subtly. Now, the interesting thing is that a lot of people who have lost, you know, when you lost a loved one, you know, you think, you know, you say, oh, what I wouldn't give to have them back again, or what I wouldn't give to, you know, have them, you know, walk through the door again, or to give them a hug again. And you want to know something. I was talking with a friend today who, unfortunately, she just lost her father last week. And I said to her, I said, you know, even though I give messages to people to give confirmations that they're okay or that they're around you, I give, you know, a lot of specific details, as does Sky. And, you know, to give affirmations to the public that their loved ones are around them, you know, by mentioning certain details about, you know, what they did with their jewelry or their tattoos or, you know, certain animals that are around them or what's going on. But, you know, we're being fed this information from your loved ones on the other side or God or the angels. And so, and I said to my one friend, I said, you know, I understand that, you know, you want your father back. And I understand, you know, there was, you know, I went to the funeral and it was very nice services. And, you know, he was cremated. And so I say to them, I said, you know, even though I give certain people signs and messages, a lot of people have a hard time accepting the fact that their loved ones have passed away. So I said, you know, even though I'm giving them a message, I said, anything shy of their loved one just walking through the door, it's not going to really satisfy them. So, and not everyone's like that, but there are a few people that no matter what you give them, it's just not enough. The same thing with life. No matter how much you give up yourself to certain people, it's just not enough. So, you know, playfully, I was saying to my one friend, I said, so if you saw your father all of a sudden walk through the door right now, I said, you'd probably end up having a heart attack and being on the other side. I said, you'd probably be the one dropping dead right now from that kind of an experience. And she was laughing and crying at the same time. She said, you're probably right, you know. So, but, it's difficult to accept when somebody who you love so much, who has crossed over, and it's a natural process of life, and, you know, nobody, nothing ever lasts the same forever, and, of course, it's very difficult with our pets, because, you know, we have to make the decision on putting our pets down at times, most of the time. And it's difficult when, when you know, you love, you know, your animal so much, and it's filled with such unconditional love, and then you're the one who has to decide to end their life at that point. But you're ending their pain is what you're doing. And so I explain to people, what you do is you're freeing the soul of your pet, or your loved one, when you have to make that life decision. You're freeing their soul from that body that is hurting them so much, that once their soul is released from the body, now they're able to play again and have fun again and be free again and not being contained. But so many times we feel so selfish that we want them to last longer and longer and longer. And a lot of times our loved ones do hang out longer out of guilt, because they know that we want them to stay much longer, so they end up staying longer than what they should or what they could. So they end up hanging out longer. Sometimes people will hang out longer because they want to see them just for the last time. So by the time they fly over from a different state or a country to get there, and then once they're there, then they can leave. You know, so there's all different ramifications and circumstances. Nothing is protocol. Everything is based upon each individual moment. Each individual case is different. So, but, yeah, so, like I said, my heart goes out to everyone who lost a loved one, and it is very difficult. But I'm going to tell you some other really cool stories that have happened. So, listen, I'm going to take a break right now, so stick around, and we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome everybody. You're back with Artie Hoffman and with Angels and Answers. Sky Siegel is out sick with pneumonia, God bless her soul. So let's hope that she gets better real soon. So if all you Earth Angels could send out that loving energy to her, that would be greatly appreciated. Also, if anybody wants to get a hold of me through email, just get a hold of me through ArtieHoffman@gmail, ArtieHoffman. M-A-N at Gmail or ArtieHoffman.com. I got a lot of YouTube videos. You can check it out. I am talking about life and spirituality, about God, about everything. And I really think that, you'll gain a lot out of it. And I channel when I deliver the messages, and it's really, really cool. So when I was doing the show, I was explaining to this one lady, I just did a show in Pennsylvania last weekend, and I told this one lady, I said, she wanted to know if her husband was going to around, and I said, yeah, I said, you're going to experience the lights flickering on and off, I said, and there's going to be a light that's going to just blow right out, and I said, that's going to be your husband's subtle way of letting you know that he's around you, and she goes, all right, and so the next day, she went into her daughter's room, and she was getting ready to go away on vacation, and while they were packing her bags, one of the lights blew out in her daughter's bedroom, and it freaked everybody out. But that was so cool that, the message came to me like that, and it happened. And I'll tell you something, I'm the one who does it, and it still freaks me out that, how crazy is that to be able to say things about the future before it even happens, and it happens, and it's just crazy that it even exists. So thank God I tapped into that energy. But like I said, everyone could do it if you really are passionate enough wanting to do it. When you're passionate about anything, you can manifest whatever it is you want to happen, within reason. And the reason why I say within reason, if you're 5 feet tall and you want to become a professional basketball player, it's not going to happen. If you're 68 years old and you want to become a surgeon, usually at that point it's, but within your realm, there are still many, many things, many aspects of life, of your dreams that you could still make happen. And what I find to be exciting is always chasing after my dream while still doing my daily routines of life that I have to do, as far as maintaining my life. When you don't have a dream to go after, all right, and you're just living life day to day with no goals to go after, life, I don't know, to me, it kind of gets a little boring in a sense, or it gets a little monotonous. But, I always have this aspiration about, traveling around the world and being a motivational speaker. And that's what I'm working on right now, besides performing in front of more and more audiences, which is I'm in the process of doing right now. And plus still, doing my life. You have to take care of your responsibilities. So if there's something that you really, really love to do, okay, but you can't make a living at it, then why don't you at least try it or do it part-time, all right? Do what you have to do to survive your life. Do what you have to do to make your living, all right, to keep life going. And then do what you love to do, whether it be music, whether it be painting, whether it be magician work, whether it be you like to do flea markets, whether it be whatever it is that floats your boat, do it on a part-time basis. And, you know, it's really going to spank up your life. But there are so many people who get in this routine. They go from work to home, and that's their whole life, work and dealing with the kids and going home. And, you know, and then they go, Artie, am I ever going to meet anybody in my life? And they really don't go out much. And, you know, and they're waiting for a miracle to happen. And, you know, the definition of an idiot, I'm going to give you the definition of an idiot. Definition of an idiot is when you keep on repeating the same pattern habits, expecting different results. That's the definition of an idiot. You know, so if you want to, you know, really spice up life, then you have to be committed to really want something that bad and go after it. And you want to know something, you don't even have to figure it out yourself. You know, if you were to meet with somebody who's already successful at what you love to do, and pick their brains and, you know, take them out for a brunch or take them out for coffee, take them out to dinner and just to share some time with them. People don't mind sharing their experiences or talking about themselves or talking about their success. People love it.
Hey, Artie.
You know, so if you show.
We've got one caller. We've got one caller on the line whenever you're ready.
All right, that's cool. How many minutes do we have until break?
About 6 minutes.
Oh, okay, so we could take this caller, no problem. What's this caller's name?
We've got Jai from Calgary.
Really?
Yep.
And what was the name from Calgary?
Jai.
Jai. That's why I had to ask, because I wasn't sure if I misheard it or whatnot. All right, let's bring on Jai. What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, I give you an A+ for originality.
Sorry?
For your name, I give you an A+ for originality. Your parents did good.
Oh. Yeah, it's an Indian name. So.
Wow, I think that's really cool. You know, I was speaking with this one girl who I thought who had the coolest name. I forgot what the name. It was like so unique and different like yours. And I said, wow, I said, that's a beautiful name. She said, thank you. My mother gave it to me for my birthday.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So you could use that line if you want. What can I do you for, Jai?
I was actually just looking for some guidance. I'm having some family issues currently.
How old are you, huh?
I do a lot with religion. 21.
Okay. And what kind of, hold on a second. Let me just see where the angels might guide us. Hold on just a second. I'm still with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm still with you. Okay, all right, this is cool. This is what I see going on. All right, want to know something. Right now, it's like I feel like you're stagnant. All right, you're stagnant to doing what you really want to do, what you honestly want to do. And I feel like based on your circumstances right now, you can't be who you want to be or do what you want to do because you're stuck under, I don't know, resources, like limited resources. Does this make sense?
So what I'm getting
is that just understand that what you're going through right now is only temporary. But the important thing is that you start building your life based on your dreams, based on what you want to do. And just keep on doing certain actions that's supporting your dreams. And the people who don't support you or who can't appreciate you for who you are, don't share yourself or your thoughts with those people because they're only going to take you down. But keep doing what you need to do in the moment just so you don't rock the boat because you're still living with them, correct? With your folks?
Yep.
So I feel like you're not really allowed to fully express yourself or be the way you want to be or do what you want to do because they're making you have to stay within limited resources based on their expectations or what they want or what they want for you. And I feel like you're very confined. Does this make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
So what I'm getting is I want you to come to a place of acceptance that just for now, you're limited. But it doesn't mean you can't work on your plan, on the big picture, on what it is you want to accomplish in life. Just know that your resources are very limited. The faster you earn money, the faster you make yourself self-sufficient, the faster you could get out from living with your parents and you could do your own thing and be with who you want to be with and do with what you want to do. But so long as you're under their roof, mm-hmm. guess what? You are totally limited, and you could until the cows come home. But this is not a democracy. This is like a dictatorship, and you have to do according to their rules, and they have every right to be that way.
Yeah, it is their roof, so.
You know, and so they feel, you know, they feel that they're giving you or doing the best that they can for you. But I feel like that you feel that you think outside the box a lot more than how they think or how they live their life. But you're different than that.
Yeah.
And it frustrates you to try to live under their regime, under their thought process, and it's totally not who you are.
Yeah, no, exactly. In more ways than one, for sure.
I understand that. And so I feel like just for the now, you are limited. Just for the now. But hold on. We're going to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit more, and we'll get in more detail, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, everybody. All right. All right. So, Alex, make sure she hangs on and don't disconnect her. All right, everybody, listen up. This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is here with Artie Hoffman, Angels and Answers. Just want anybody to know if you wanted to call in for a free little mini reading, or if you wanted to discuss, about your spiritual experiences or what's ticking you off in life or anything inspirational, give me a call at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And now we have, say your name, and try, guy, fi, rye, what?
Jai?
Jai. All right, Jai.
Yeah.
So, like I said, so while you're under your parents' limitations, within, you know, like I said, there's not a damn thing you could do about it until you become more serious and start, you know, earning the kind of money that it's going to take for you to, you know,
move out
on your own. And it's all about respect under your parents' roof, and whether you like their rules or not makes no difference, and that goes for anybody. You know, you're under somebody's rules. They have a certain way of living. It could be as asinine as possible, as you might think, but the bottom line is their place, their rules, and that's it. There's not a damn thing you can do about it until you become determined enough to start calling your own shots. So long as you're working on a plan and building a plan to get yourself there, you just got to learn to be patient, but stay focused on the dream. Now, the definition of a genius is somebody who, you know, the definition of a genius is somebody who could see a target that nobody else could see, and you hit a bullseye. And that's the definition of a genius. But is there a specific question that you would like to have answered?
I was actually kind of curious about just kind of like when things will become more independent, self-sufficient for me, because I am working towards that. I am working towards getting a specific job in childcare, like where I want to work in, to try and like start saving and, you know, find an apartment or rent one with someone else. That, and also I am dating someone who my parents don't approve of, so they, just because like he's from a different culture, so that's also exactly
I 100%
what you were saying.
That. To be honest with you, I could see your goal being reached before 2017 is over.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Well, I am finishing my degree in 2018, but I want to start working as soon as possible.
Yeah, I don't see you staying in your place past 2017. Before 2018 gets here, I really believe that you'll be on your own. I'm going to be honest with you. I have a feeling that the person that you're going to be with, and I know you're not going to want to hear this, but I'm telling you my truth, I don't know if this is the one for you in the big picture. You know, I feel like for the now, I feel like he satisfies your needs for the now. And I feel like you have to sneak around to be with this person. And I'm not trying to be a parent to you. I'm just letting you know my gut instincts, that you're going to realize within a year of if you allowed him to move in with you, for some reason I'm getting that the responsibility on his end is not going to be as strong as you have hoped, whether it be financially and or emotionally. I honestly don't see this relationship probably lasting no more than a couple of years. And I know it's what you don't want to hear, but I'm just telling you the truth. And I'm all for you moving out. I'm 100%. I think that's great. But the person who you're trying to hook up with and to make this happen with, I'm telling you, before the year end is up, I'd be shocked if you guys are still together. And it could last a little past that because you're the type of person that will do most of the compromising to keep things going. Even though you're not getting everything you want out of it, you're still willing to still hold on because that's just a part of how your personality is. It's like you don't like to give up. And so you're willing to try everything at all costs until it's thoroughly exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. Hopefully not. He does seem like a pretty compromising person so far. Like, I've known him for about 7 months so far, and he's been supporting me through getting my own independence too from my parents, just not with him, but just on my own in that way. And
right.
he's very accommodating. Like, I'm a vegetarian, so he, and I told him that I'm kind of uncomfortable with being someone who's not vegetarian. And he's like completely dropped it. Like, he doesn't like eat meat in front of me. He's willing to do, like, willing to compromise to make me comfortable. And I don't know, maybe.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. I said, for the now, everything is fine. But when you start living together, you're going to start noticing that there are certain, you know, you don't know the person really until you start living with the person. And
right.
You're going to see there's going to be a plan B because, believe it or not, I see somebody else also living with you of the same sex. There's going to be another female living with you. That's going to end up accommodating you. Hold on just a second. So, you want to know something? It's really interesting. I don't even see you eventually living near where you're living right now.
I don't see that either.
Yeah, I don't see you staying around where you're living right now. And that might be an issue, too, because if he already has his roots down, but you're looking to be elsewhere or vice versa. Hold on a second. Yeah, believe it or not, I definitely see another, there's going to be another female that's going to end up living either with the both of you or you're going to be living with another female, just you and her, period. But I am seeing another female living with you at some point, and it's going to be in the near future, too.
Yeah, that might be in BC. I have a friend in BC. I was planning on maybe moving in with her or something, or rooming with her.
Yeah. So it's gonna be like I said, that relationship with her is gonna be phenomenal, and she's really gonna give you a lot of support. But you moving out of your parents' place is like the best thing you could do.
Yeah, I feel that for sure.
Yeah, so you're gonna really be able to spread your wings and stuff like that. So it's gonna be cool for a while, but you know the animosities with you and your parents. They're going to linger on, but so long as you keep them in the dark of your private life and all, you're going to be fine. But you're going to see, the thing is, it's going to be between who you're with and the parent, and there's going to be a lot of animosities going on back and forth, and it's going to be challenging for you. It is, because your parents aren't going to let up,
yeah,
or if anything,
they might even...
You know, because I see them putting a lot of pressure on you, a lot of pressure on you. And that could be the reason why I see the disconnect and stuff. And he's going to get frustrated because I have a feeling they're going to give you an ultimatum, either family or him. And it's going to be tough. It's really going to be tough.
Yeah, I see that coming. I know that's coming for sure because they
you know,
they won't even consider him as an option. So it will be hammer him. And
it might hinder him.
Sorry?
And I said, everything's cool. I said, in the now, everything's cool in the now. I'm not saying that the chemistry between you aren't there. It is. But I'm just letting you know, when life circumstances start getting in the way, you're going to see your parents. It's going to be tough, and he's going to get very frustrated with, you know, you're going to try to balance out both, and it's going to be very, very difficult. So, hey, listen, I'm all pro for your happiness, and nothing can make me happier than to see you happy, and it, you know, it breaks my heart when other people are not allowing their loved ones to be who they really are, and that there's too many parents who love their kids or their spouses only with conditional love, and it's not unconditional. So it's very contradicting, and it's a shame. But just put all your energy into saving up money and do what you have to do to move out, because when you have your independence, that's what's going to bring you a lot of happiness. But I'm telling you, you're going to have your challenges with your family and dealing with your boyfriend.
Yeah, no, I definitely see that coming. I'll try and handle it the best I can. Maybe just strengthen the love between us.
And I wish you all the best. Yeah, I wish you all the best. All right, sweetheart, just stay focused on you and
don't share
your news with too many people. Just keep your double life.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart, you have a good one.
You too, Artie.
All right,
thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, sweetie. It was a pleasure speaking with you. All right, everyone, stick around. We're going to be going for a little break right now, and I'm going to be back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, welcome everybody. This is you're with Artie Hoffman. Just wanted to give everyone a heads up that if anybody wants to get a personal reading with me, I'm just as accurate over the phone as I am in person. I'm out of Woodbridge, New Jersey. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. I do communicate with angels and loved ones who are deceased and also pets. I'm also a medical intuitive and I'm a psychic. I'm a person who talks about the past, present, and future. Been doing it for about 28 years now, read for close to 20,000 people in my lifetime. I've performed at Trump casinos a couple of times, and I'm a riot at wedding casinos and bar mitzvahs. So, you know, if you need some guidance, detailed guidance, you could also have a recording if you like. And I do parties, and I do events, and I do fundraisers. So I'm more than happy to do that with you. And so that's that. But any case, I just quickly wanted to, bring a topic to the surface for a moment. And that is, you know, when people email and people text, there's a lot of miscommunications in emailing and texting to one another. If you do not describe the emotions behind your text, or the feelings and the emotions with your email, and you just write to the point and that's it, the person receiving your message can easily misinterpret what you're saying. You know, when you're not throwing the identification, the feeling and the meaning behind your words, and you just say what you say, the person receiving it, you know, could take it like so wrong. And there's a lot of misinterpretation. Forget about just the computer or the phone with, you know, misspelling things on its own. And, you know, I forgot the name, the phrase that it's used. But, you know, but when the phone automatic auto screw up, we'll call it, where the phone, you know, doesn't, get the words out properly. But again, so it, when you're explaining what you're explaining, sometimes, you know, there are times where your message is just to the point and that's it, and it is what it is. But when you want, but when you're dealing with some kind of a deep message or a confrontation or whatnot, if you don't explain where you are coming from, you know, the other person, because the person receiving it, you don't know what state of mind that they're in. So they could be taking your message either very lightly or very harshly, unless if you really explain yourself, and vice versa, as you're on the receiving end. So a lot of times you can misinterpret where it comes off, Kurt, and then you come back like a little hard or snobbish, and they're saying, well, where are you getting that from? What are you talking about? I just said this and that, and what's the big deal? And so, like I said, so there's a miscommunication of emotions that could easily happen when you're emailing or texting one another. So, you know, just try to keep that, you know, into perspective. So a lot of unnecessary arguments and hurt feelings happen because you're not explaining the intent or the emotions behind your words. So very important to try to keep an open mind with that. You know, and some people are just black and white in the way they come across. It's just, they're just as a matter of fact. Whereas the other person within the relationship is very emotional. And the other person is like, oh, come on, get over it. What's the big deal? So, and that could suck. So, all right. So we have somebody on the line right now, from what I understand. And who is this? From San Diego?
Hi, Artie. There's a gentleman that I've known before, and I was trying to reconnect with him in January. Do you think it will work out, the relationship this year, or is something that I shouldn't even start?
Okay, well, what is this person's first name?
His name is Bob.
Bob, okay, let me just see. Is this the person that could work itself out with you? Is this person worth it? Hold on just a second. Okay. Actually, it's a matter of just being patient with the relationship. Just go about with your life. I have a feeling we'll come around, but not nearly within the time frame that you want it to come around. You know, I feel like he's dealing with another relationship right now, and it's got to work itself out. As far as play, I should not say work itself out, but play itself out. And I feel like he's still not over somebody. And so it's going to be, you know, a little difficult on you trying to hold on to that relationship. I just feel like, you know, he's still healing over somebody. So I feel like it has to run its course before you allow yourself to get too deep with this person. Also, I feel like by being with this person, you're the one that's got to be very flexible given his circumstances. And that could be a little hard on you because you're a very sensitive and emotional person.
Okay. Artie, do you have any time frame? Yes, I'm here. Artie, do you have any time frame how soon his other relationship will play out? I mean, will run its course or... I just don't know.
Yeah, when you said that, I heard 6 months. I heard 6 months. So I would probably say around June or July. You have to be patient.
But do you think it will work out for us, for him? And go ahead. Could you please say this again?
Well, I feel like he has a very fickle personality, and so. I'm not getting positive vibes, to be honest with you. I'm not getting positive vibes. Will you be able to get along on a surface? Yes. If you went to try for an all-out relationship, I have my doubts. On the surface, you can get along. Can I see you allowing yourself to go out with him a few times? Yes. Do I feel like it could be an all-out relationship? I'm having my doubts, unfortunately. And I feel like it's more on his end than it is your end. Because you're a very flexible person, but he wants what he wants.
So even after 6 months, you feel we do not stand a chance, right?
In the big picture, I'm not feeling the vibes, to be honest with you. As far as reconnecting with each other, yeah. But will it actually grow to manifest into something? I don't feel like it will. I feel like you'd end up becoming more disappointed than saying, wow, it was really worth it. So, but there's somebody that's going to be coming to you that I feel like lives within your own county. And I feel like it's while you're doing some form of exercise. I'm not sure if it's at the gym or if you're walking around the block or walking around the park. But I feel like it's just while you're, or it could be a part of like you're joining a community, you know, whether it be volleyball or soccer or, but I feel like there's like, while you're doing some kind of physical activity outdoors of some sort, running around during the warmer weather, I feel like you're going to end up meeting someone. And I feel like he's probably going to be with I feel like he has a dog too. But unfortunately, right now, I got to end the show, and I thank you kindly for calling in.
Okay.
All right,
okay, thank you
somebody,
so much, Artie. I really appreciate your insight.
My pleasure, sweetheart.
I will be with somebody else?
Yes, there will be somebody else. And it'll happen around June, July. You'll see.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay,
take care.
Great. Thank you so much, Artie.
All right. All right, sweetie. All right, everybody, listen up. I want to just thank you so much for joining in with me. And it was a pleasure sharing time with you. And I just want to say from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Don't ever stop asking God and the angels for their help and for answers. And they are there to help you, but you need to ask. Only ask what you do want. Never ask what you don't want. Stay positive in what it is you're asking for. And until next week, everybody, stay happy and stay healthy. And talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.